clarity.
We have to follow the facts where it may lead.
Credibility.
News of the day.
What we want is the facts.
And conversation.
What everyone should be talking about, what you're talking about.
Hear about it first.
We made history.
Talk about it now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Well, good morning and welcome. It is the third hour of our get together on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:07. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Big day today, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Inauguration Day. It's all going on. Joining us right now from Epoch Times, Nanette Holt. Good morning, Nanette. How you doing?
Hey, doing well. How are you?
Well, fantastic, all things considered. I mean, my Lions got beat, but we move forward. The Eagles won, so at least Mom in heaven's happy. Yeah, way to go, Mom. All right, so how come you're not at the inauguration? I know you're kind of big-time insider, got lots of friends and family involved.
I'm also a sixth-generation Florida girl. We don't go into single-digit.
Yeah.
We don't go into single-digit weather if we can help it. No, our team is very busy today. We have a bureau right there next to the Capitol. They are running around. Logistics are crazy. Yesterday I was buzzed. Last minute, the Secret Service was going to brief everyone on how we could get around. It's been quite something. I don't remember this much chaos ever around, but controlled chaos around an inauguration. There's just... you know, I guess a lot has been learned about safety, and boy, it's moving fast. A lot happening today.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you about. One of my questions is threat concerns for today, for the event. What's the latest that you're hearing? Any kind of buzz, any kind of special alerts or anything else that we can talk about related to that?
Well, I mean, there was a lot of chitter chatter about, oh, they moved everything inside because there was a worry that, you know, there'd be an assassination attempt. I don't think that's true. We might find out later it was true. There was quite a bit of chitter chatter about the president or president-elect going to Arlington National Cemetery, beautifully laying, you know, a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. People said, oh, why did, you know, he was out in the open. It's a longstanding tradition. It was a little early, so then there was a lot of chatter that he'd already been sworn in. Is he really the president right now? Are they not telling us? You know, these types of things happen all the time. But no, we're not really hearing anything special. We did have a staff meeting. You know, we've had a lot of staff meetings about coverage, making sure we bring our readers the, you know, very best that we can. And there was a little concern about maybe we shouldn't just rely on digital cameras in case there was an EMP attack, which of course takes out digital electronics.
Anything digital.
Electrical.
Yeah.
There was a question of whether we should be shooting some film today too. So everyone's very wide, you know, eyes open wide about what could happen, but we don't have any special knowledge about any particular threat.
It's got to be a handful for people that do have to deal with that, because you could get the one-off, the weirdo, in large crowds. So maybe moving it inside will help to kind of take care of that particular threat if it exists. And that's what they worry about. The crowds are just going to be so large that that's the possibility. You get like, you know, the one-off, the single, the anomaly, whatever. And then you talk about bigger threats like an EMP and... you know, that obviously is concerned, because anytime there's a transition of power, it's considered a possible time of weakness for us in the eyes of some of our enemies. So, yeah, I to me, there's more of a heightened concern, I think, than I've had in years past.
Yeah, but the hopefulness is a bit overwhelming, too. I've been paying attention to these for quite some time now. I don't remember this kind of hopefulness, and the outrage that I expected from the other side politically just really hasn't happened. So I think my perception is, in talking with people, that, you know, they're ready to admit, some on the other side, that a lot of what's being discussed that will happen today in executive orders, maybe more than 100 immediately to turn things around, maybe that these things, changes are for the good. So it's been very interesting. The hopefulness that would bring people out in 4-degree weather for miles. These are not all young people, but you know, there's a lot of older people, veterans, literally miles, lines miles long in the cold overnight, just to, because they say they want to support the president. They're not trying. They don't have any, you know, fantasy about getting into anything. They just want to support the president. I think that's amazing.
Well, I think the fact that he won the popular vote, he won the Electoral College, and as you said, combined with that, some very obvious issues like the border. I mean, that really comes to mind. When you put all that together, I think that's one of the reasons why we're not seeing this same kind of outrage that we saw the first time that President Trump won. I don't think there's not nearly as much shock. And I think a lot of people are like, well, I might not like Trump, but we sure were headed in the wrong direction. So, yeah, let's go with the flow kind of thing.
Honestly, there's some executive orders planned for today that would appeal to people on both sides of the aisle. You know, President Trump has come out and said he wants to save TikTok. So that's going to appeal to a lot of people on the left who are outraged at losing TikTok, huge data gathering mechanism for China and the CCP. But, you know, he wants to find a safe way to preserve that. He wants to immediately today pause any wind turbines that people say might be killing whales. He's going to pause those. I read the numbers recently on the number of wind turbines, these huge turbines that we'll have out in the Atlantic, along the Atlantic seaboard. So many of them, and we're not sure what they're doing, but we know that mammals are not doing well in the ocean right now. So a lot that would appeal to people on the left may happen today. Of course, they're not going to be happy with the border being closed, the, you know, officers being deployed to areas with a lot of illegal immigrants to be rounded up, people committing crimes. They'll immediately be gone. But, you know, I think there's going to be broad support.
Yeah, I mean, it's two different issues. People come across the board legally. When you have true migration, most Americans are okay with that.
Of course.
But I think we all agree that if you did get across the border and you are committing crimes even beyond that,
right,
that basically you blew your shot, so to speak. I mean, so most people would agree with that. So we know what they're going to do. He's going to take the right and proper action and try to get rid of the bad folks first that are committing heinous crimes. And, you know, the media, though, will find the one case of the person who, you know, you can be the tearjerker where, look, he's being ripped from his family and the only place he's ever known. You know, that's what they'll play up. Yet when Lake and Riley was murdered brutally, they were way too quiet on that whole thing.
Well, of course. And I had a conversation with a very wise man about that very expectation this morning. But I will say, that's why you choose your media wisely, because not all media will be in that manipulation mode. I believe very much in what the Epoch Times does. And, you've got to be careful about what you read and what you believe.
One of the things I like about Epoch Times, they dig into stories, do a little bit more research. So this is either an idea for future story, you already have the answer. As we worry about our energy needs moving forward, I think it could be time for the idea of built differently than they used to be, but nuclear power. What are your thoughts?
Oh, I think nuclear power is a big favorite from people who like clean energy.
Okay.
I know today President Trump plans to sign some executive orders to do what he says will unleash Alaskan energy. Of course, that's not nuclear energy, but I would expect you would see a lot more nuclear energy. And we have a beat reporter on the energy beat. He's in Florida, actually. He's based in Florida, and he travels the country. And you can expect to see some good stuff from him on nuclear energy very shortly.
Looking forward to it. Now, you also had some pretty impressive news from a family friend who's being honored.
Yes. So Jacksonville man Robert Ingram got notified last week that they would very much like for him to come up to the inauguration, because they were going to dedicate a destroyer and name it, put his name on the side of it. He had extremely impressive military heroics in Vietnam. A picture of him is familiar to a lot of people. It won the Pulitzer Prize. Brings tears to my eyes to think about it, but he had picked up a wounded Vietnamese child and was running, and that was on the cover.
And he was wounded at the time.
I believe that was when he was wounded, or he was wounded shortly after that. Mm. But he kept rescuing people, and it was a very poignant picture that won the Pulitzer, him running on the cover of Life magazine. And, but he's 80. He was celebrating his 80th birthday this weekend, and I had family there. And he said, well, I'm not just going to run to D.C. just because they called.
Ah!
So he was not there to break the bottle of champagne over the bow.
Yeah, wow. Well, that's a pretty big honor, and it sounds like he definitely was deserving of it. Nanette Holt, Epoch Times, always appreciate your insight.
Happy to be here.
Stay
Thank
warm.
You for having me.
Stay
yes,
warm,
sir.
Stay warm, Florida girl. It is 8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget, the Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally get your podcast. Click on subscribe. You'll never miss a minute of the show on 97.3 The Sky.
He's got opinions.
California, like many of our states, are run by incompetent, unserious ideologues.
And he's not afraid to share them.
They believe they can conquer Mother Nature, and they are creating these disasters.
Mark Levin, 6 o'clock on 97.3 The Sky.
Today is the day the 47th President of the United States will be sworn in. Donald J. Trump. Thank you, dear Lord. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:21, and your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Martin Luther King Jr. today. Remember one of the major lessons. Let's try to judge each other by the content of our character, not by the color of our skin. In other words, I think what, you know, MLK was trying to say was, hey, don't buy into this DEI garbage that they're going to try to sell you down the road. Yeah. I mean, really, I mean, think about it. It's just what he called for. It was perfect. And he did it in a peaceful way and brought about huge change. And everybody has benefited from that. And that's a good thing. So, folks on the left, I know you run out of stupid things to do, but quit messing with the whole racial thing.
Yeah.
You know? And we will all learn and love together. And there'll be some people that don't get along every once in a while. And that's just, you know what?
It is what it is.
Part of the human condition.
That's right.
Because a certain percentage of humans are not very smart or not very nice or whatever. All right. So today is the day. Cold out? Yep. But the inauguration actually will take place inside the Capitol. So there will still be a lot of people outside, and they are.
Oh, man.
They're going to be putting up with some very, very cold temperatures. So I just, you know, I hope and pray that they are smart about it and keep themselves safe. And speaking of safety, obviously concerns about something that could happen. Could it be the site of a, you know, attack of some sort? We certainly hope not. And we know that, you know, everybody's going to be on very, very high alert. So hopefully that won't be a problem. Locally in the city of Alachua, there is going to be an awesome performer. Her name is Vicky Winans. She's going to perform today at the city of Alachua at the Legacy Park Multipurpose Center. And this event goes on from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And it culminates with breaking some bread and sharing some meals. Oh, did I mention the cost? No cost. The city of Alachua is putting this on
nice.
As part of a celebration to honor Martin Luther King Jr. So love it. And you're also going to get a sax performance from Franz Emmanuel. You're also going to get a special puppet show from the students in the music and arts program. But Vicky Winans is huge. Six-time Grammy Award nominee, 8 Stellar Awards, an NAACP Image Award. And apparently she's a great speaker, and she will be doing that as well as the keynote speaker today.
I did have to clarify for a listener called after we were first talking about that earlier, said, oh, you mentioned puppet show, and I thought Joe Biden was going to be appearing or something.
Oh,
I'm like,
but
wow, that was pretty good for early in the morning, you know?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Oh, something that it was actually Nanette Holt from Epic Times who came right in the studio and told us, and then we didn't really get a chance to talk about it, and that is news just breaking probably about 30 minutes ago now of preemptive pardons. Preemptive pardons that are going to be given out by Joe Biden, President Joe Biden. General Mark Milley was one of them. Anthony Fauci and the J6 members. I know specifically that'll include Liz Cheney.
Ugh.
Preemptive pardons, not under any sort of investigation that we're aware of. No kind of pending charges. And yet, He's happy to give them that, and apparently they're happy to accept it. And even part of the statement, didn't it include something about it's not
admission of guilt? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like with the pharmaceutical stuff. The disclaimer is longer than the actual item. And, yeah, there was a bunch of stuff like that in there. And it's kind of like, you know, I don't even know if we've ever seen this before. A pre-pardon?
Well, a preemptive pardon. Why don't we call them prophylactic? Because isn't that what you're doing? Uh-huh. You're giving them a layer of protection if they need it.
Yeah.
It just goes to show you, really, I mean, you knew there was, like, bad politics and ugly things going on under the Biden administration, but now it went from, like, ugly to kind of cheap in a way.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Really cheapens it all. And, look, they began to cheapen it when they used the judicial branch to attack a presidential candidate, Donald Trump. And so they basically are doing everything they can to protect themselves from that happening to them. The only difference would be they wouldn't be political enemies that the conservatives are going to go after unless they truly have broken the law. Right. That's the difference.
Right.
But now they're protected against even that. So
but what does that kind of tell you that they know they did? Just a thought.
Well, just I mean, thought. Look, we know Liz Cheney destroyed evidence.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Yes.
And we know that a lot of evidence wasn't presented in that whole January 6th thing. You knew it was a kangaroo court.
Creative editing of the video to totally change the context of what they were showing.
Yeah.
We saw that several times.
And then, yeah, why Anthony Fauci? Why is he getting a pardon?
Right.
I haven't heard about anybody going after Anthony Fauci.
No.
I mean, should he? Yeah. I mean, the whole idea of... Yeah, gain of function.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that term before. When he was behind the funding, that was another sick kind of thing. Man, you know, you want to put that stuff behind you, but you don't want to also allow people to get away with that kind of behavior because it will be repeated in the present and the future. But by giving these people pardons, I guess you just kind of said, yeah, you do anything you want as long as the president likes you on the way out. Yeah, not a great idea, but it's part of the system that we live with. It is 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It is Inauguration Day, and we've got a lot more to talk about as well, including national championship football game tonight, 97.3 The Sky.
This is Sky News.
Senate confirmation battles.
The Department of Defense under Donald Trump will achieve peace through strength.
Trending stories.
The increasing wind event is upon us.
And why they matter.
Gavin is largely incompetent.
Breaks my heart. People are suffering and struggling.
The mayor is largely incompetent.
What worked? What didn't work?
What they've done is terrible.
Updates every 30 minutes. Breaking news at once. News Talk 97.3. The Sky. From the election.
We made history tonight.
To the swearing-in of Donald Trump.
We have an incredible once-in-a-generation opportunity.
History happens here.
New America on the Sky.
It's vital.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Inauguration Day. Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It is 8:34. Greg Cassidy is here with me, and some folks in Gainesville a little irritated. Failure to have much in terms of free parking. You know, the old, just download the app, you'll be all right. According to a city report, from August to the end of the year, the city made almost $100,000 through the app. Well, you know, business owners have been concerned when they began pushing more of the paid parking, eliminating free parking. That's been going on for a long time in Gainesville. And look, people come down... They have to make a choice when they're going to come downtown, and they know that finding parking is can be challenging. And that's always going to be one of the considerations that you have to make. And then the other thing is just the hustle and bustle and hassle of traffic in general. And then if you're a store owner, you have higher than average expenses because of higher property taxes in Alachua County. And then, you know, you also have power provided by GRU, and their commercial rates are some of the highest in the state. So then what does the businessman, the entrepreneur, have to do? It has to be reflected somewhat into the, not somewhat, but directly into the cost of the goods or services that they're selling downtown, whether it's, you know, food and drink or something else. And so then that becomes what? Another reason why people might be hesitant to then spend their money there. And it becomes a cyclical thing that works against the business people. And it's too bad because, well, I think they could do, I think the city could do better, but where do we begin with that wish list? I've been talking about these things for literally over 23 years now. So, looking forward to today's events in D.C., inside the Capitol, the incoming President Trump is going to use two Bibles during this monumental event. Yep, he's going to swear into office with two Bibles. One was given to him by his mother in 1955 to mark his Sunday church primary school graduation at First Presbyterian Church in Jamaica, New York. The Trump Bible is a 1953 Revised Standard Version. And then he is also going to use the one that President Abraham Lincoln used in his own inaugural ceremony in 1861. And it is also the same one that President Obama used at each of his inaugurations. And so,
wow, that's historic.
Part of the pomp and circumstance and the specialness that we think to, you know, peacefully transfer power, and really what it, how that resonates with us, the citizens, but also to make sure that our enemies get the message that, hey, we might have our own internal squabbles, but when push comes to shove, you better not mess with us.
New sheriff in town.
That's right. So Trump Friday has already promised he's going to be headed out to California. And, of course, he's going to be plenty busy anyway, but I know that he feels like that is important because people out there are really suffering. He also made mention of North Carolina and the victims there and even said that, look, I know they were treated badly. You know, FEMA almost did not know, you know, they existed. And, of course, I think the media played that whole North Carolina story down a little bit. I also am going to cut them a little bit of slack. Because to really get firsthand information and to get there was a very difficult proposition. So we'll cut them a little bit of slack, but still, it didn't get the kind of attention that it truly deserved. And they clearly didn't get the help that they needed and deserved. And it also causes you to then reflect back onto other catastrophic issues and how people were treated there, as close to home here as, say, you know, St. Pete Beach in Florida's Gulf Coast.
Right.
When we know that there were people working for FEMA that said, oh, yeah, if there's a Trump flag on the house, yeah, we're not going there.
Yeah.
And that controversy seemed to die down relatively quickly. So you know that kind of thought process exists, and that is sad. And that is part of our divided nation. But that's the part where you know that the nation is not, it's not all the fault of the left for the division. Mm-hmm. But a lot of it is, if we're being honest. It really is. Yeah. So anyway, Trump promises he's going to go to California, and he reminds everybody, hey, 2028, that's where the Olympics are going to be held, in Los Angeles.
That's not that far away.
No.
It's a lot of building has to happen for that to happen.
Yes.
On top of everybody else's house.
But think about it. There couldn't have been a better president in charge for someone who, well, first of all, understands building buildings.
Oh, there's that, yes.
He also understands how to streamline the process, how to make sure that the regulations don't get in the way. Obviously, the ones that relate to safety, no. But there is so many regulations. It will be interesting to see how there'll be a conflict between, you know, maybe Trump and, well, if it's not Governor Newsom, whoever is in that office, you know, and how that's going to impact the people that just want to have their homes restored to some extent. They want to continue living life. And right now, for a lot of those folks, everything is on hold. Now, I believe the Trump administration will do a lot of things and spend a lot of money on Southern California. But when Speaker Mike Johnson was on with Kristen Welker of NBC's Meet the Press, you know, she asked about, you know, is there going to be disaster relief strings attached? And yes, of course, there's going to be strings attached. He said, and she said, would you commit to not doing that or whatever? He said, no, I won't commit to that because we have a serious problem in California. There are natural disasters, of course. I'm from Louisiana. We're prone to that. We understand how these things work. And then there's also human error. When they make policies that make disasters worse, we have to factor that in. In California, over the last couple of years, they cut $100 million from their forestry management budget. They cut $18 million from LA's fire department. That put them into other crazy priorities. They had a 117-million-gallon reservoir that was empty for a year, sitting outside Pacific Palisades. Those are decisions they made based on whatever their ideas were, but made it worse. Everyone knew it would, and the risk was there. Yeah, so should it be linked to the debt limit? Potentially, those are one of the things we've talked about, said the speaker. Yeah, you can't keep rewarding people for not just like, you know, you can make a bad decision. I didn't get that one right. But when the whole thrust of everything they do sets at its very last the priority that is their actual job. Like, you know, if you're a mayor, public safety should be number one. But apparently that wasn't a priority. And you're taking money out of a budget where we know one in six of their emergency vehicles is parked in a yard waiting to be repaired. One in six. I would imagine that some of that, you know, $18 million that they pulled from the budget could have been very useful in having some of those trucks working.
Don't you think even asking that question, you know the answer and you know the right answer, but you want to just use it as a gotcha?
Yeah. Yeah. They'll say, oh, yeah, the Republicans are going to they're going to leverage. They're going to leverage that money politically. No, they're going to leverage that money so it is used in a priority, on a priority.
Well, what's the pattern we've talked about with California? They have, you know, a budget excess. They blow it all. They don't plan ahead. And then they've got a huge deficit. I mean, we've seen them go through that cycle over and over and over again.
The people have spoken. They voted 11 years ago for, I think it was Proposition A or whatever, that included the building of additional reservoirs, several of them. And they haven't done that. And then the one that was actually the closest to the fire was, for whatever reason, empty, not operational. It doesn't make sense. And these people are worried about DEI and things like that instead of their actual jobs. And there must be, you know, you'd think that there would be some smart people somewhere in the process that would say, hey, I get it. You want to promote this agenda or that. But shouldn't we at least cover our backsides to make sure we get A, B, and C? And I wonder, like, either there's none of those people or they fear speaking up because, you know, that's what the that's what that culture must be like. Either way. Wrong. Do they see the error of their ways? Will they change? I doubt it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think the people and their attitude, I think there's an adjustment there. And I think that's one of the reasons why Trump won. But the politicians and the people in power, I think they're just a little too close to the agenda, the buffoonery. And I don't think you're going to see any kind of a massive change there. Get rid of the garland. Take it down. Oh, Christmas tree's already down.
Good. Oh, okay, good.
Because I was referring to Attorney General Merrick Garland. Apparently, there's a video of him leaving DOJ with people applauding and all that. And others in a viral video took him to task and had a little fun with that because, yeah.
Well, we are applauding as well.
Applauding the fact that he's leaving.
Yes.
Yeah. And not much else that he was attached to.
No.
All right, my friends, welcome, welcome. It is a special day in the U.S. of A. It is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It is Inauguration Day. And right now it's 8:45, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Afternoons at 3.
For anybody that has ever wanted limited government, this is probably the only opportunity that we will have.
Sean Hannity.
To get rid of waste and fraud and abuse, as long as Republican lawmakers go along.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Preemptive? Pardon? Oh, no. It is 8:49 on The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget The Bob Rose Show podcast. You'll never miss a minute of the show if you download it from wherever you normally get your podcasts, including the Audacy app, Audacy. Just click on subscribe and you're in. Preemptive pardons? What? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Apparently, General Mark Milley is going to receive a preemptive pardon. These are people who aren't being imprisoned, aren't charged with any crimes.
No trials, nothing?
No.
Well, you know where they kind of started this whole thing.
How's that?
Remember when they tried with Hunter? It was going to be anything he had done or up to, and then there was a future date.
Well, he actually had that as part of his initial sweetheart plea agreement, which the judge took one look at it and said, wow.
Doesn't work that way.
I might have been born at night, but I wasn't born last night, boy. Well, you just need a judge that just fell off a turnip truck and it ain't me. And so, yeah.
It's maybe just, that was the warm-up for trying this kind of thing.
Yeah, probably. Well, and I think he's going to get away with it. Could there be some sort of a Supreme Court challenge to that? That would be tough. This has been always a very broad and powerful tool that the president has at their disposal should they want to pardon somebody or somebodies. Which, of course, Biden has gone, very plural. But now with the preemptive, no necessarily note of a crime. But yet, let me give you this protection anyway, just in case. I don't know, will this become kind of the norm? And Anthony Fauci is apparently on this list. What does he have to hide? And you know what? I don't think that you should be able to put these into place preemptively, because in some cases it's dirty politics and it's not right and they should have been penalized. But in some cases, it is so much larger than that. Think about the amount of power at one time that Anthony Fauci possessed. I mean, truly an incredible amount of power. And he was playing around with the very things that, that killed millions of people. Is there a nexus? Is there a direct connection? Is there an indirect connection? Is there a funding connection? You know, do you feel like we've gotten to the bottom of that whole story? What exactly was taking place at the Wuhan lab? You feel like we've gotten the truth? You can't trust the Chinese part of that. Other ones say, oh, yeah, it's from this wet market down the road. I mean, I knew right from the get-go, I'm like, man, you can get people to accept a lot, but that's just a bridge too far. Really? It came from a wet market. Yeah. Yeah. It fast-forwarded like 10,000 years of what would happen naturally and just, made that happen. I don't think so. Anyway, there's still some people, I guess, apparently, that might still believe that. I don't know. Yeah, I know. You're embarrassed by it. I'm not, because I said from the get-go, it started in this lab. And that's what the heck the lab was working on, gain of function. And Anthony Fauci knew it. He's definitely a dirty dog player in this whole thing. Is he the dirtiest? Was he used by others? Yeah, he probably wasn't the dirtiest. I don't know. And yeah, he was definitely used by others. But look, if you're going to take one of the biggest paychecks in all of government, larger than the president, there has to be accountability. You're put in a position of power. That means you're also in a position of huge responsibility. And he failed on all of that. And he failed to be honest with it. It would appear every step of the way. Every step. Oh, and then the other somebody else that's listed on the preemptive pardons, Liz Cheney. Now, Liz Cheney probably it would be the closest and easiest one to go after, if you will, legally.
Yeah.
I mean, she destroyed a bunch of evidence, mm-hmm. and she did some things that definitely were in violation. What kind of penalties or how that's classified, I don't know. But
would she get the same speech and then pass that Hillary got for the same thing, basically?
Well, it depends on the administration. And, uh-huh. you know, in this case, if it's... You know, Pam Bondi heading up the DOJ.
Oh, now I'm thinking about
might
that
not
yet.
Might not be so easy. Hmm. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Jeff, good morning.
I'm sorry. I might not be able to say this the way I want to because I am really on fire about this preemptive pardon. It's not just a slap in the face that it's a preemptive pardon. It's the reason they're saying that they're getting a preemptive pardon. That somehow this current, the new administration coming in is going to go after these people like they didn't do anything wrong. And our side is saying, why would you pre-pardon someone if they hadn't done anything wrong? So they're using the excuse that it's not that they did anything wrong, it's just that this out-of-hand, unhinged new administration, Hitler administration, is going to somehow... you know, unjustly convict these people for something they didn't do when they absolutely 100% did do a show trial of mis and disinformation in order to destroy the fabric of the country. Wow. God bless America.
God bless you, Jeff. Look, here's the interesting thing. Okay, so what was Trump's real crime? Trump's real crime was the audacity to run and win the presidency the first time.
Yeah.
That was his crime. Uh-huh. And the lefties could not stand that. Here was a populist Republican president who was making such great points that the American people, most of them, couldn't help but, you know, feel a connection to the things he talked about. And also because we were so far off the railroad tracks. So... that's the case. They went after him with no real cases. They made up cases. They made him fit. Let's take this state and morph it into a federal case. Let's take the statute of limitations and eliminate it. We know what they did, these Frankenstein things that they concocted. And so here it is, Jeff. You made me think by the nature of your question. And that is, okay, so Liz Cheney gets a pardon, uh-huh. and it's not because she didn't do anything wrong. Okay, Anthony Fauci, same thing. It's not because he didn't do anything wrong. Who's going to get a pardon that we really maybe didn't think did anything wrong, but it would pave the way for them to be a presidential candidate in the Democrat Party? Do you understand?
Oh.
Trump's biggest crime was winning.
Yeah.
So... it'd be interesting, like, how far will some of these blanket
pre-protection for someone to run that should not run?
Yeah.
That's an interesting angle.
Right. So think about that.
Wow. That's a lot of them, Bob.
Well.
That's a lot of them.
Who, right now, it's hard to say there's a star in the Democrat Party. And I mean, I'm not trying to be facetious, really. So you think, well, who's on the list? And what kind of legal protection are they going to try to provide? 9 o'clock stretch coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
Inauguration Day.
He made history.
Trump.
On day one, I will terminate every single open border policy.
A historic new America.
Drill, baby, drill.
Happens on the sky.
And we will immediately begin a brand new Trump economic boom.
A new way.
Great country with low taxes and strong military.
This.
We have a window of opportunity.
Is.
And we've got to be ready to govern.
It.
And we've got to be ready to lead.
News Talk 97.3.
We're going to turn this country around so fast.
The Sky.
The Sky.